turn to Deuteronomy.
让我们翻开《生命记》。
I'd like to thank the Lord for the leading of the meeting by a brother. That's very touching.
我实在被我们带领领事的弟兄所写的诗感动。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6.
让我们来读《生命记》第六章。
Verse 1. Now this is the commandments, the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it.
第一节，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。
So even though we are reading the Old Testament, the land that God will lead them through Moses to enter is the type of Christ.
虽然我们在读旧约，但是神借着摩西讲的话其实是耶稣基督的预表。
So it speaks of Christ.
他讲到基督。
And he asked them to observe all the commandments, all the statutes, and the judgments from the Lord in God's word.
他吩咐我们要遵守神所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
So that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes, his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged.
第二节，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in the land flowing with the milk and honey.
以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead.
也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
And let's drop down to verse 17.
让我们继续往下看17节。
You should diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded you.
要留意遵守耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
让我们一起有点祷告。
Father, we Thank you for getting us together here today.
父啊，谢谢你今天召集我们在这里。
May you bless us with your presence.
愿你用你的同在祝福我们。
May you open the eyes of our heart so we can see the Lord.
求你打开我们心中的眼睛，让我们可以看见主。
So our hearts will be captured by His glory and His beauty.
让我们的心可以被他的荣耀和美丽所夺。
And may you open our ears so that we can hear Him.
求你打开开我们的耳朵，让我们可以听到他的声音。
May you also anoint us with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
愿你也用圣灵膏抹我，膏抹我们。
So that we can understand your words as you speak to us in our heart.
所以当你对我们的心说话的时候，我们可以明白。
Once again that we know the Lord Jesus is leading us to worship you, Father.
我们也知道我们的主耶稣基督在带领我们敬拜你父神。
In Christ Jesus, his most holy precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督最圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this is the second time we shared this chapter, chapter 6 of Deuteronomy.
这是我们第二次分享《生命记》第六章。
Remember that last time we shared that the greatest commandments in the Word of God.
上次我们分享到神的话里面最大的诫命是什么？
That is in the verse 6, he said, verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your hearts, with all your soul, and with all your might.
就是第五节，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Remember that in New Testament, this verse was quoted by the Lord Jesus.
知道在新约里面，这句经节是被主耶稣所引用的。
A lawyer who studied the law in the Old Testament came to Lord Jesus at this question.
研究律法的法师来到主的面前问这个问题。
So what is the greatest commandments in the law?
律法里面最大的诫命是什么呢？
We know that the Jews, rabbis, they summarize all the laws that the Jews, the children of God, had to obey.
你知道里面那些教师，律法的教师，他们总结了律法里面的所有的，他们总结律法，让以色列的子民，神的儿女要遵行。
And there are 613 of them.
他们有1613条。
Yeah, 613.
613.
So that many the laws and commandments that Jews need to obey. So that's why this lawyer asked the Lord that question. Among the 613 of them, which is the greatest commandment?
像这些律法师，他们看到有这么多的律法和诫命，他就问主耶稣说：“这中间里面最大的是哪一条呢？”
And Lord replied, saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your might."
所以主耶稣就回答律法师说，最大的一条就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So last time we shared much about this love, importance of our love for God.
上次我们就分享了这个爱，讲到了我们对神的爱的重要。
So it's not about God's love for us.
不是讲神向着我们的爱。
It's about our love for God.
也是讲的我们向着神的爱。
So the God's love for us is obvious, is established fact.
神对我们的爱是明显的，这个事实已经早就清楚建立了。
You know, the John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now if we look at this carefully about God's love for us,
如果我们仔细看一下神向着我们的爱，
He didn't say he gave himself to us.
他并没有说他把自己给我们。
Which is a great love in itself.
也就是他里面的那个大爱。
But it says, he gave his only begotten son.
但是他讲的他是把他的独生子给我们。
You and I, who are parents, will understand.
你我做父母的都能明白。
We are waiting to die for our children.
我们是愿意为我们的儿女去死的。
In their place.
可以代替他们死。
We will not allow any harm to come to our sons and daughters.
我们不愿意让任何的伤害临到我们的儿女。
Let alone your only begotten child.
就是更不用说是独生子了。
So this statement tells of God's love for us is...Not only the greatest love we can imagine, but it's greater than the greatest love.
所以他把独生子赐给我们，向他显明的不光是他的大爱，而是大爱中的大爱。
So you can see that because we know the cross. Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
我们看到十字架，主耶稣是在十字架上为我们死。
If you reject God's love,Then God has nothing to give you.
如果你还拒绝神的爱的话，神实在是没有什么给你的了。
So I hope that all born sister, if you receive the Lord, right, you understand how much God loves us.
我们希望每一个接受主耶稣基督的神的儿女都能够明白神向着我们的大爱。
But the greatest commandment is not about God's love for us.
但是最大的诫命不是讲到神对我们的爱。
It is our love to God.
乃是讲到我们对神的爱。
So once we believe in him, become his children, the first thing we need to learn is to love God.
当我们成为神的儿女，我们第一课的功课学的就是要爱神。
And that should be our first lesson, most important lesson.
这要成为我们的第一课，也是最重要的一课。
And should be our forever lesson.
也是我们永远的课。
We need to grow our love for Christ as we live.
当我们活在世上的时候，我们要对神的爱要不断的增长。
So that's why Bible, maybe I just say... bring just one point that Paul says in Romans 8:28.
我可以讲，那保罗在罗马书第八章二十八节你讲到。
God caused all things to work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose.
神让万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是爱他旨意，爱他并蒙他旨意被召的人。
So it says God causes all things to work together for those didn't say for those whom God loves.
他并没有说这神让万事互相效力，叫他爱的人得益处。
It says for those who love God.
他讲到这是对那些爱神的人。
So in all circumstances, if you love God, then you'll find the meaning and the purpose in your life.
在任何的情况下，如果你爱神，你就知道明白你生命的意义。
No matter good things you experience now or bad things you experience now, all things, you will know the meaning and the purpose behind it.
不管你经历的是顺境还是逆境，你都可以在这中间明白神的旨意和这个意思。
But we don't love God, even though you are loved by God, but you will not be able to understand the goodness of God in the trials you're facing.
虽然神爱你，但是如果你不爱神的话，你在任何所有的试炼中，你就不会经历神的恩典和恩典。
You will not understand why we gather together that often.
你就不会明白为什么我们要常常在这里聚集。
You will not be able to understand.
你不可能明白。
Your selfishness, your self-centered life, that will draw you away.
你的自我，你以自我为中心的己，就会把你从神。
That's why many Christians fall behind.
从神离开，这就是为什么所有的，不是很多的基督徒。
They stop growing.
他们停止了成长。
They are falling behind.
他们落后了。
Because there's no love for them to the Lord.
因为他们没有对主的爱。
So the first most important lesson for Christian, no matter what stage of Christian life you are.
所以所有的基督徒，不管你在生命成长的每个阶段，在哪个阶段
is to love God.
你都要学习爱主。
And love, you can learn. You can learn to love God as you receive more of God's love.
你可以学习爱神，当你经历神更多的爱的时候，你就可以学习更爱神。
Started from the dying love of Christ on the cross for you and me.
首先，这个来源是神主在十字架上为我们舍己的爱。
Now today, the topic right for the today's sharing is to be diligent.
今天的主题分享的主题是要殷勤。
Be diligent.On studying Word of God, in understanding Word of God.
要殷勤学习主的话，也殷勤的要理解主的话。
So here it says that immediately after the commandment, greatest commandment, in verses that these words, which I am commanding you today,Right? Not only this verse 5 and 4, but everything Moses received from God, he will talk to them that day.
这里不仅讲了最大的诫命，然后摩西也讲到把神所吩咐他的一切话都告诉他们那天。
Basically, we're saying that this is the whole Bible, let's put it that way.
根本来讲，这个就是整个的圣经。
He says, right, shall be on your heart.
这第六节，生命记六章六节讲，要记在心上，我今日所吩咐你的话。
God's word shall be on your heart.
神的话应该要记在心上。
The Bible should be on your heart.
圣经应该要在你心里，记在心上。
So the love of God, our love to God, and our love for the Word of God, they go hand in hand.
我们对神的爱和我们对神话语的爱是并行的。
Once you love God, then you loved to hear from him. He loved to talk to him.
当你爱神的时候，你就愿意跟他讲话，愿意听他讲话。
The children love their parents. They like to stay near to their parents.
孩子们爱父母，他们愿意紧紧地靠近父母。
Two lovers, when they love each other, even though they are separated by very long distance, they all want to find a way to talk and to hear each other.
当两个爱人、恋人在相爱的时候，不管他们的距离有多么的远，他们都要尽一切的努力来想跟对方说话，也听对方的话说话。
Maybe 30 years ago that me and my wife, we need to go back to Taiwan.
30年以前我和我妻子需要去回台湾。
Maybe for 2 months or more than a month.
可能两个月或者至少一个多月。
And a sister asked us if her niece can stay at our house when we're gone.
有一个姐妹问一下，我们当我们回台湾的时候，她有一个侄女能不能住在我们家？
We said yes.
我们说当然可以。
And this niece had a relationship with a boy.
她的侄女跟另外一个男孩子有一些关系。
And that boy actually lived in further away foreign country. I think maybe in Taiwan or in China. I'm not quite sure, but further away.
她的这个男朋友可能在台湾或者可能在大陆，中国大陆。
And at the time, there's no, you know, the Wi-Fi call. You can call, you know, what is that? Zoom or Line or what is the young people using now? communication, right? They have free call. You can call and see each other. At that time, the only way we can talk to another person, hear them, is through the telephone.
那时候不像我们现在有这些手机。
Landline telephone.
那时候只有电话，有那个有线的电话。
And it's very costly to make an international call. A minute costs you several dollars.
那是非常贵的，你一分钟可能就要花好几块钱。
When we came back, the first thing we noticed is a telephone bill.
当我们回来，从台湾回来以后，我们第一个发现的就是电话账单。
Hundreds of dollars.
几百块钱。
But you understand. You know why.
但是你知道这是为什么。
Two lovers. Love to hear each other.
两个。
Love to talk to each other.
两个爱人、恋人非常喜欢。
They cannot live a single day. Let it pass without talking to each other, hearing each other.
他们如果一天不跟对方讲话，不听对方讲话的话，他们都难以忍受。
That's the love.
这就是爱。
When we love God,
当我们爱神的时候，
then we love His word.
我们就爱他的话。
We love to hear what He has to say to us when we read His word.
当我们读他话的时候，我们就喜爱听他对我们说话。
And we can talk to God.
我们也可以跟神讲话。
Now, when we talk to God, we call it prayer.
当我们和神讲话的时候，我们叫称他祷告。
It is natural.
这是很自然的。
You don't have to force another person to read the Bible. Don't you think that's so weird?
你不用强迫别的人来读圣经，这不是很奇怪吗？
Two people love each other, but they refuse to talk to each other.
两个爱人相爱，他拒绝和彼此说话，很奇怪吧？
Then you have serious problem.
那是非有严重的问题。
So that's why immediately.God through Moses tells us that we need to have God's word on our hearts.
这就是神借着摩西对我们说话，我们 必须要把神的话记在心上。
So when we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
or study the Bible,
或者是学习圣经的时候
you always have this attitude of you are actually hearing God speaking to you.
你应该有这个态度，就是说你在要听神对你讲的话。
So it's different from reading any other books.
跟读别的书是不一样的。
I don't care about the author, you know. What is that? Whatever novel is that? I can hear his voice or her voice, right? That's not what we expect and what we shouldn't do.
真的，我读别的小说的时候，我不会想到这个听这个作者对我讲什么话，这不是我们要做的事情。
We just enjoy the story they write.
我们只是把那个故事读完就行了。
But reading God's word is very different.
但是读神的话是非常不一样的。
We should come to the word of God, expecting to hear Him speaking to our heart.
我们要期待我们来到主的话语面前的时候，要期待 他借着圣经对我们讲什么话。
If you're approaching the word of God in this way, your life will change.
如果你这样的读 神话语的时候，来到神话语的面前的时候，你的生命就要改变。
Sometimes even though you don't understand, but you love to hear the voice of God.
有的时候虽然你不明白，但是你喜爱听神对你讲话。
Actually, two lovers, when they talk to each other, right, they are actually talking gibberish. Nonsense, right? All the things that are trivial to them.
当两个恋人
to us, not to them, sorry.
在一起讲话，每天讲话的时候，他们中间讲的话，对我们外人来说，好像有的时候是毫无意义的，都是很细节，小，小的，不可。
But for them, oh, that's sweet.
我们不可理解，但是对他们来说，他们是非常甜蜜的。
When we read the Bible, those non-believers, that they will say, "Oh, then why we stay wasting time on reading the Bible? That's like 1,000 years ago. It was obsolete."
当不信的人看读圣经的时候，就说：“哦，这个好几都是几千年老的书了，这是过时的了，有什么好读的？”
But for those who love God, when we read His word, that's a sweetness, that's a preciousness when we hear God's voice.
但对我们信主的来说，我们是听到神话语的甜美，知道神话语的宝贵。
Can you imagine this 4-year-old girl? When I sat her on my lap, reading God's word,loudly, audibly, for 30 minutes. She can, for 4 years old girl, can sit at my lap for 30 minutes.
你能想象吗？我有一个四岁的女孩子坐在我的腿上，我给她读神的话语，读了30分钟，她能听30分钟。
One of my daughters.
就是我的一个女儿。
Because she enjoys the voice, the closeness,with her dad.
因为她享受听她父亲的话，她享受跟父亲的亲密。
So many times when we read God's word, a lot of things we don't understand.
有的时候，大多时间当我们读神的话语的时候，我们不知道很多，不能明白。
That's what is expected.
这是很期待，这是很不奇怪的事情。
But if we approach to the word of God with the love to him,
但是如果我们来到神的话语，带着一颗爱他的心的话
，and hear his voice, then they become very sweet.
我们来听他的话，这个话就变得非常的甜美。
Even though we don't quite understand yet.
虽然我们还不是完全能明白。
So first of all, when we approach God's word, we should have that relationship.Right? It's we want to hear God's voice.
当我来到神话语的面前的时候，第一件最重要的就是我们，一等待听神的话。
Remember in the chapter 4, we mentioned that. It says the privilege that God's children, the Israel, had in the past.
第四章讲到，神 儿女他有这样的特权在过去的日子里。
Moses said, What nation there on earth is people hear the voice of their God?
有哪一国的民当他们听到神话语的时候
you can give a nation that its people hear the voice of their God. None.
没有有哪国的国民可以听到神对他们讲话呢？没有。
Only Israel.
只有以色列人。
God spoke to them the Ten Commandments when they're at the Mount Sinai. They hear the voice of God.
当神给他们诫十诫的时候，在西乃山的时候，他们真的听到神的声音。
So it's very important, dear brothers and sisters, we are not believe in a religion called Christianity.
这是非常重要的，弟兄姐妹们，我们不是相信一个宗教叫基督教。
Once you turn the living relationship with God into religion, God doesn't care.
如果你把一个跟神活泼的一个关系转变成一个教的话，宗教的话，神就不再看顾。
When Israel turned that relationship with God into religion, God allowed their enemies to destroy the temples they built.
当以色列人把这个转成那个他们的宗教的话，宗教以后，神就允许他们的敌人把圣殿毁灭。
So in the New Testament, it's same to us as well.
在新约里面，对我们也同样适用。
What God wants is that the living relationship, the loving relationship that He has with us.
神是需要的是我们和神之间一个活泼亲密的关系。
Not the religion.
不是一个宗教。
So we don't ask you to, when we share the gospel, we don't ask you to believe in a religion.
当我们分享跟你分享福音的时候，我们不是要让你来相信一个宗教。
We ask you to have this close relationship you ever can have with the Lord, with God.
我们是要让你可以进入一个与主耶稣一个亲密的交通，亲密的一个关系。
And then, remember that our topic is the diligence, right? So be diligent. So here, the following verses vividly describe that how we should be diligent in reading, in keeping God's word.
记得我们今天的主题是要殷勤。所以下面的几节就讲到了，非常生动的讲到我们应该细节上如何来做。
It says, "You shall teach them diligently." Them means the God's word, right? God commands God's word to your sons, and shall talk about them when you sit in the house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up.
生命经六章七节，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So here says when you are gathered together, maybe sit the, maybe the best place will be having dinner together, and when you walk, by the way, when you walk together, so family, right? The teenager, I know teenagers don't like to do that, but we should force them. We just say, all right, and if you don't sit with me eating dinner, then no dinner for you. We need to have a drastic measure in a drastic time, right? So we can encourage them to have this dinner together. This is my, when I raised our children, girls, so they always have dinner. I know that they don't like it. They don't like the natural, if allow them to do their own way, they like to take dinner into their home, to their room. But that is bad. you know that, let them know that this is a relationship we need to cultivate, right? So a lot of things that we do, we need to understand them, but also need to how to create the environment for them to grow in that relationship. So those are the things. And then also lie down, maybe they, before you sleep, pray with them. And when you get up, you should also talk about God's word. What God's word you dream of? When you dream, did you recite the God's word? I didn't do that, but that's the point.
讲到我那你坐在家里行在路上，如果在家里的话，可能一个最好的一个环境就是在一起吃晚饭的时候。我们知道现在好多年轻人他们都喜欢把拿到饭菜就拿到自己的卧室或者是自己的地方去吃，但是这个我们需要来要鼓励他们要一起吃饭。这个是我们，因为这个是家庭的关系的一个非常重要的一方面。虽然是他们不愿意这样做，但是我们也要有一些改变，让他们要来顺服。
So as a parent, we need to understand, we need to cultivate, we need to have that in home.
我们做父母的话，我们也需要要注意，要应用在。这些话，神的话应用在家里面。
Second generation, our children come to the Lord. It's very different the way we come to the Lord.
我们的下一代来到神面前的方式跟我们来到神面前认识神的方式是不一样的。
We are from totally another world.
我们是从完全一个不同的世界来到这里。
We didn't believe in God.
那时候我们不相信神。
And we come to the Lord through the great mercy of God.
我们认识神是借着他极大的恩典。
But our children, they grew up in the Christian family.
但是我们的孩子们，他们是在基督家，信基督的父母。
They are taught word of God.
他们是被教导神的话的。
So God expected us to do differently to them than God did to us.
所以神期待我们对他的方式跟对我们的自己的方式是不一样的。
You cannot say it because I come to the Lord through the mercy of God. I didn't do anything.
你不能说哦，我是认识神是借着他极大的恩典，我自己什么也没做。
Purely through God's grace, it's like plucking the brand from the fire that Testament tells us. 从火中抽出来的一根柴。
哦，对，极大的恩典就是说我们就像。是从火里抽出来的一根柴一样。
But our children, God says, we should treat them differently.
但是神说，我们对着我们的儿女的话，应该是不一样，处理方式不一样的。
For children that grew up in our families, that God wants us to teach them diligently about the Word of God.
像我们在我们家中成长的儿女的话，神告诉我们要殷勤教训他们神的话。
When you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up.
不管你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Throughout the day, we should remind each other of the word of God.
我们整天我们需要被神的话提醒。
So, of course, parents themselves, that we need to read God's word, study God's word, meditate on God's word diligently.
对我们做父母的来说，我们也需要殷勤的读主的话，明白主的话。
I failed that myself, even though I tried.
我记得我自己，我对我来说，尽管我曾经尝试过。
That I never pray with my children when they sleep.Before they went to bed, or when they rose up in the morning, pray with them, or talk about God's word with them. I didn't do that. I failed on that regard.
我是我不是说每天在孩子们睡觉之前和他们祷告，他们一早起来就跟他们祷告，我没有做这件事情。
For younger generation, that one day you have family, then you should do that. I'll check on you.
但我们下一代的年轻人。你们应该做这个，我到时候我还来检查的啊。
Because God expects us generation built on another generation, built on another generation, each generation should be better instead of worse.
神的话告诉我们，我们一代一代的应该跟神的关系更加好，而不是说更加差。
When they failed, your parents failed, then you should do better.
当你的父母失败了，没有做的话，你可以做得更好。
By God's grace.
借着神的恩典。
So here we see that we should be diligently to talk about, to teach each other the word of God.
等一下呢，我们要殷勤，谈论主的话，学习主的话。
And these verses 8 and 9, it talk about that we should have a word of God ready wherever we go, at hand.
八到九节讲到，我们必须要有神的话在随时在身上手上。
So you should bind them by God's word as a sign in your on your hand.
第八节，你也要记在手上为记号。
What do you remind you of today?
今天是神借着提醒我们什么呢？
What you have in your hand all the time? Right? You can download the Bible app in your home, right? In the app. And then you shall be as, they shall be as frontal on your forehead.
要戴在额上为经文。
You know the Jews at the Wailing Wall, right? They have this small box, this little box here. That is frontal. That is from this verse.
你知道，有以色列人他们征战的时候。
Oh, the Wailing Wall. In Jerusalem, they have a Wailing Wall. 哭墙。
哦，哭墙。哦，在哭墙。
Yeah. You see them on the TV news, right? See them praying, and they some of them that Orthodox Jews had this. A little black box tied on their forehead.
Oh, 在哭墙之前，他们头上戴了一个小的盒子，袋子 box.
Yeah.
Blank. 那个。
So my sister,
头上有个袋子。
Our sister never watch TV. So that's what it came from. Right? This is from this, right? So we have, you know, wherever you go, you should have a word of God ready. So you shall write them down on write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上，就是你的话语一直都在身，随时可以拿到。
So on the doorpost of your house means your house, your family, right? Should have a Bible ready.
就是这个门。房屋的门框上。
Multiple copy of Bible ready, you know, Chinese, English, and Indian. Version of, you know, whatever the version, you should have it ready at home.
不同版本的圣经你在家里面都要随时可以拿到。
And hymn books as well.
还有赞美诗的。
The hymn book has God's word, a lot of God's word in it.
赞美诗里面有很多神的话在里面。
And also, it says, on your, the gates.
他也讲的在你的城并你的城门上。
That's in a community.That in the church, right, we should have a lot of Bible, so you can go and then you can access that regularly.
在教会我们当然有圣经，你随时可以拿到。
So it's very important. So when I before we have this iPhone cell phone that we can download this wonderful apps at my home, that we have small Bible.
我们原来有这个手机，智能手机，我们可以下载那个圣经，我们一个非常小的圣经。
Yeah, before that, before we have iPhone and cell phone, right? We only have this printed Bible.
哦，在我们有这些手机之前，我们有这个打印出这个
small size Bible.
一个小非常小的一个圣经。
So we can carry it around.
我们可以随时带在身上。
So、I have this tiny Bible like this.
我有一个那么小的点点的。
And it has only New Testament. So I was younger, so my eyesight is pretty good, 20/20, so I always carry it in my pocket.
那只有新约，我的视力很好，所以我经常把这个小圣经放在我的口袋里。
When I waited for the bus or the train, that I'll read that. And also sitting in the bus, sitting on train, just the small Bible I read.
当我在等公车等火车的时候，我有一点空闲的时间，就把这本小圣经拿出来读。
And in the office, as I break, I'll take it up and read this small Bible.
当我在工作的时候，如果中间有一些空闲时间，我就拿出来读。
I forgot to bring it. Otherwise, I'll show you that small Bible that I have.
我忘了带来，要不然我可以向你们。给你们看。
Yeah, so for now, the paper printed Bible is also variable.
就现在这些纸的圣经，打印出来的圣经也是非常重要的。
So I prefer, if I have a printed Bible, I prefer reading printed Bible.
如果我们有这个打印出来的圣经，我更加喜欢。
And now it's very interesting that when the internet era, everybody reading through the internet, through the cell phone and tablet, and right. So when that time came a couple of years ago, maybe 10-20 years ago.
有10-20年以前。就出现那个网络出现问题，大家就不能读网上的圣经。
It's the opposite, right? Everybody reading the internet to get the whatever they want to read and to know.
现在好像是相反的，大家都就想在上网去看。
All the printed text, like books, right? The companies, they actually went under. They went out of business because nobody buying the printed version of the books and newspaper anymore.
这些打印出来的圣经，还有一些现在就那个商业就落魄了，因为没有人用这些打印出来的。
So, what happened was that a small group of Christians in California, they like to share the gospel and help this poor neighborhood in California.
在加州有一些。一小群的基督徒，他们想帮助这些穷苦的。
So they need the funding, and so some of them had the experience of producing the Bible.
他们有这个资助，得到了一些金钱的资助，他。
So they went against the tide, against the trend, so they produced the premium Bible. They cost $200 and $300.
他们在火车上
，Premium Bible 是高级的圣经
哦，高级的圣经，大概要200块钱。
Yeah, 300. So, see, they have taken the printed Premium Bible by faith.
他们是借着信心打印这些最。
When nobody buying this printed version of the books and newspaper anymore.
但没有人买这种高级的打印出来的圣经的，或者是。
So they produce it, and what happened? A lot of Christians start buying it. Now become a trend that all the publishers of the Bible began to give to publish the premium version of the Bible.
他们原来以为没有人买，因为这个很贵，但是，很多其实有很多人买。
So, in this winter retreat,
在这个冬季退休会
So we ask everyone to bring your printed version of the Bible.
我们要求每个人都把那个打印出来的这个版本的圣经带上
Yeah, paper version of the Bible.
纸质圣经啊。
Okay, so not, I know that everybody has iPhone, right? Or whatever phone. Then you have, you know, the very good Bible apps. I have those Bible apps, wonderful.
现在大家现在都有智能手机，你在上面就可以看到非常完美的一个圣经。
But during that conference, we asked you to bring your paper edition of the Bible.
但是在这个修会中，我们要求你带纸质的圣经。
So you not be distracted.
所以你不会被打岔。
So you know you don't want to be tempted to you know watch your TikTok or Instagram you know so we want to be 100% focused on Word of God.
对，你不会被这些社交媒体所打岔，你就是完全的关注在神的话语上。
So we need to do everything to help us to read God's word, to study God's word, to meditate God's word.
所以我们要尽一切的努力来读、研学习，也默想神的话。
As we mentioned that if we love God, then we love to read His word. We love to hear His voice while reading His word.
也就是回到那里，如果我们爱神的话，我们就爱他的话，也爱读他的话，也爱听他对我们讲话。
So let's read some of the verses in the Bible. It tells us how we should read His word.
那我们看圣经里面讲到的有关我们如何读神的话的经节。
Now let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇。
Many Christians love Psalms.
很多基督徒都喜爱读诗篇。
Now, how many Psalms do we have in the Bible? How many Psalms?
诗篇里面有多少章呢？
Huh? How many psalms? 100, some people say 100, yes, above 100, yes, you're close. Huh? 150, yes, 150 psalms. Psalms are in a way to help us to memorize. I saw the internet that one group of brothers to encourage people to memorize the whole book of Psalms, 150 of them. So,Because Psalm is original language, it designed in a way rhymes, is using all the technique to help us readers to memorize it. Right? So it's very precious. Now let's read Psalm 1. Psalm 1 says, verse 1, right? How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
诗篇 是设计让我们要记住的，它有一些结构格式和韵律。 是现在我们来读诗篇的第一篇。一，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Now how he made it that way because now give us a reason, right? Verse 2, but his delight, again delight, his love, right? Delight is not forced.His parent asked him to read 100 times. Nope. His delight, he's in his heart. His delight is in the Lord of the Lord, and in the law he meditates day and night.
这里讲的有原因。第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。喜爱就是爱的意思，他爱神。
So he will meditate, read God's word.And of course, I think he also remembers it, and he meditates day and night.
这不管他昼夜思想，我想他也是记住神的话的。
Well, there's encouragement. God like to encourage us. She give us that the blessing, right? In the verse 3, she said, He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and the leaf.Does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers.
他就祝这样的话，就祝福我们。第三节讲到，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Now, when I first become a Christian, I love this last phrase. In whatever he does, he prospers. Says、so、God, I want this.
当我刚刚信主的时候，我非常喜欢这第三节的最后一句，凡他所做的尽都顺利，我实在喜欢这个境界。
But that was, that is the outcome, that is the result of something that is in previous verse, that he loves God's word and meditates day and night.
但这只是个结果，有一个原因，就是第二节讲到他喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
That allows him to not be associate himself with the sin and with the sinners.
那这个就让他跟罪和罪人没有关系，脱离出来。
In the Bible, Psalm 119.
诗篇一诗篇119
119. Now verse 11.
诗篇119
It says, Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
诗篇119 11节，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
So here, treasure, what does that mean by treasure in my heart? That means you store God's word in your heart.
这藏或者是珍藏着到底什么意思呢？就是说你把你的把神的话储存在心里。
You don't have to worry about you cannot find your Bible because Bible is in your heart.
你不用担心找不到圣经，因为就在你的心里了。
So the best place, so it already tells us this effort that the author does to memorize God's word so that God's word can be in his heart, the best place that store your Bible.
对，可以看到这个作者是个作者，他是付出代价努力的，他把神的话藏在心里。
Even though you can have it on your iPhone or whatever phone, sometimes you cannot find your phone. It happened to my wife all the time.
虽然你把你神的话在你智能手机里都有，但是你常常也找不到手机，就像我妻子一样。
That most often word I heard from my wife is, "Can you ring my phone so I can find it? I couldn't find my phone a couple times a day."
就我妻子经常说，你能不能给我手机打个电话？我找不到手机的，真有一天的发生一两次。
So best place to store God's word is in our hearts.
最好的地方，把神的话藏在最好的地方，就是我们的心。
And so again, the psalm is a designed way for us to memorize it easily.
诗篇它被设计成让我们可以轻易的、非常容易的记住它。
And So someone memorized Psalm 119.
有的人把这个整个诗篇记下来，119。
You know that in the history that William Wilberforce, you know that person, I mean English, this is he's the premier, right? He's his chancellor. What is that called? He's at high position in theEngland, British, the great British, the government at the time, 100 years ago, he abolished slave trade in England, in the Great Britain.
这个威廉，他在大不列颠英格兰的里面曾经废除了奴隶，奴隶交易。
Slave trade, So he's the instrument to establish the law, to abolish the slave trade, and he was the one that he memorized 119.
这个叫 William 的人，他废除了奴隶交易的那个，他这个人是把整个119篇都记下来了。
When he walk, and he will memorize this 119, recite the 119.
当他走路的时候，他会背诵诗篇119篇。
So in the lot of a translation also make it very easy to remember. It's like a King James version. So somehow I read once a couple times a King James version. That verses stick in my mind.
那么英文翻译过英文以后，那个英文的钦定版也是，它那个格式非常让我们容易记住。
Not intentionally, but that's what happened to me. And it happened to a lot of people as well.
我不是有意要记住的，对我来说，我非常愿意，那个 钦定版的诗篇很容易让我记住。
So it was a, the King James Version, you can see that the, the history, how they produced King James. One of the major factors they put into their consideration was how it sounds when you read it out, the, how the word of God sound in the ears of these listeners.
钦定版的圣经当初他写的时候就有一个中间考虑到能不能把它考虑到把它翻译成让人能够容易听也有韵律容易记住的。
So there's elegance, there's beauty in when you read the King James Version.
当你读钦定版的时候有一种美，有语言的美。
What about Chinese translation?
中文的翻译怎么样
呢? Unified version of Chinese translation. It has that beauty as well.
和版中文圣经也有这样的一个美。
So it helps us to memorize God's word.
它帮助我们可以记住神的话。
And here it says that I may not sin against you.
它1:9:11讲到我免得我得罪你。
So this is a first the reason why we want to read God's word.
这是我们读神的话的为什么要读神的话的第一个原因。
You see that sin keeps us away from the Bible.
知道罪让我们远离圣经。
And the Bible keeps us away from sin.
圣经让我们远离罪。
When you feel like you don't want to read the Bible,
当你感觉到你不想读圣经的时候,
that's the time you need the most to read God's word.
那是你最需要读神的话语的时候。
The moment you feel like you don't want to pray,
当你不想祷告的时候，那一刻。
It is a time you need to pray the most.
那是你最需要祷告的那一刻。
Because there are temptations.
因为有诱惑。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
There's a dark forces there to affect our hearts.
有很多影响我们心的因素。
And that's why that in my own life, in the life of many Christians, all of it basically, if you are God's children, then you know how true that is.
如果你是神的儿女，对我不光是我，对谁，如果你是神的儿女的话，这个很真实。
And to know God's way, God's will, so we don't have time to read that. I have a 10 verses, but we are able to just share this. But there's a lot of verses in the Bible to see the how precious reading God's word can be to our life.
圣经里面有很多的话我没时间读的，都讲到读神的话是对我们是多么的重要宝贵。
So I hope that is that today's last Sunday? Today is the 34th. So we can have another one is the 31st, eh? Huh? 31st? Okay. So close, you know. So that we hope that we adjust ourselves to start to be diligent in reading God's word because we like to hear His voice. And so I hope that God bless us with that to make a resolution. In New Year, you have a resolution. Don't make any other resolution. If you haven't done this resolution yet in your life, that is to have a resolution to read through the Word of God. Right? To read God's Word every day. When you feel most, the moment that when you feel the most you don't want to read God's Word, that's when you need God's Word the most, right? Because Satan, that dark force that draw our heart to Him. So two forces, right? God wants our heart, but also Satan wants our heart. Right? There's a battleground, spiritual warfare engaged in our hearts. So we want God wins, not Satan wins over our life. So let's have a word of prayer. 翻译了没有？
嗯 ，sorry， 我以为不用翻啊，就是感谢主，这个是。又是一年的快结束了，我希望大家在新年快到来的时候，我们来调整我们的计划，让我们可以来读主的话，因为不光主这是对我们很重要，主一方面主要来夺取我们的心，撒旦也要来夺取我们的心，所以我们需要警醒，因为有两个势力属灵的征战，我们需要来让来听从神的话，让神来在这个征战中赢。好，我们有点祷告。
Father, may you preserve your word in our heart.
主啊，愿你将你的话语珍藏在我们心里。
Let your word find its place in our heart.
愿你的话语在我们的心中找到它的位置。
And settle there,
并且坚固在哪里
？So that the Holy Spirit can remind us of Your Word.
这样的话，圣灵就可以来提醒我们你的话语。
In the moment that we need it most,
在我们最需要那一刻。
And may You draw our hearts so that our hearts will be captured by the beauty, by the virtue of the Lord Jesus.
在那一刻，你求你来夺取我们的心，就在那一刻，我们被你的美丽所夺。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉基督耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.